Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 267, 267. And we're personalizing Psalm 91, verse 11 and 12. For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. So this is what we believe that we have in Christ, that angels of God are keeping watch over you. You are their charge. You are their charge, their assignment. So the angels are there actively operating. They are the workers of God. We might not see them because our eyes are not open to see them. When we see them, it's not because they just appeared, but they've been there. The angels around and with us and helping us, working to for the unfolding of God's plan. Okay, so Zacharias had this encounter of the angel when he was at the temple, and then the angel says that you are going to tell him all that's going to happen to him. That is the thing he's been waiting for since he gave birth to his since he married his wife, was going to happen to him, the name of the child, the 3 points, ministry of the child, and all that. And he said, whereby shall I know that these things you are saying, they'll come true? And then he tells you, the reason I'm saying that is because I am an old man, well stricken in years, and my wife is also well stricken in years. And that is Luke, the book of Luke, Gospel of Luke 1, verse 18 and 19. So now we're looking at Abraham and how he also, as an old man, 99 years, his one was worse, and how he was able to overcome. He don't fall prey to what Zacharias was saying and why he did that. And we realize in Romans 4 from verse 17, and we read and we said that, and being not weak in faith, he considered, and that's verse 19, he considered not his own body now dead. He considered not, consider not, consider not, consider not the doctor's report. Do not analyze it and say, they say there's something wrong. You go and do research on that disease and how it kills, how the latter end, how it, why would you, wouldn't you be filled with fear? You go in and look at your applications, and then you are waiting. Okay, I did this one, I did that. So this one is more likely to come, and in analyzing, oh, you're giving yourself trouble. You're giving yourself trouble. And then you are analyzing. You don't know what's wrong with your daughter. You are thinking, and look at the way he has messed up. Look at the way she has messed up. Look at the way this has not gone well. Look at the way that no child is coming. Well, if you concentrate on what is the lack, what is the difficulty, if you are concentrating on that, then I can tell you that the devil has already put his gloves in your goalposts. If you are going to consider it, and it is something that you have to consciously refuse it, especially when you fill yourself with the word has a way of fighting such things, so that you'll be able to not consider it. Because the thing is, sometimes in your face, the thing is standing right there and say, I'm not going anywhere, because you know that you have to produce this number of thousands of dollars, or this number of thousands of pounds, or you have to do this before the month ends. You know it, and it's not going, it's standing before you. That assignment that your boss has given you, I've just wrapped it. How are you going to wrap your mind around this one? So what do I do? And then it comes to you, you know, and then you begin to even complain. Some people begin to complain. Oh, you have just given a seat to the devil. And then the thing begins to loom large. It becomes larger than life. Larger, 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 larger. Takes over the whole, your mind, occupies everything, occupies your room, occupies everything you're doing. You are thinking about it all the time. And that is when the devil now takes advantage of us. So Abraham realized that, no, to be able to do this, he will refuse, considered not. He refused to look at his dead body. He refused to look at the natural things around him. So, say, his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old. He was older than Zachariah by far. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So, he was also had a wife who was not, it was not only one man thing. It was two, husband and wife, just as Zacharias, husband and wife. So his body was dead, his wife's womb was dead, and yet he refused to concentrate, focus, consider, ponder, stay on it. He refused to stay on that. So this is the secret. I mean, if we are going to, you're going to walk in victory and you're going to be a woman of faith, a man of faith, this is it. This is what to do. So you consider not. The doctor's report, consider it not. Consider not the medicine they say you should take and all that, the predictions they are made. Consider it not. Consider it not. Whatever they are saying to you, consider. That's not what you are going to ponder over, meditate on, think about. No, you refuse to do that. And anybody who refuses to consider it not, you are on your way to experiencing this big victory. You're blessed